standing stretches to do before gaming. Number one, interlock your hands and stretch upwards.
Hi, this is Sid Kitten from New York City, and you're listening to the Fragged and Laggin podcast.
Number three, hamstring stretch. Point your toe upwards and bend.
Roll back that beautiful bean footage and you'll find it.
I can't hear a thing in the game. It's like, hey, there's a friend request!
Alright, this bastard is on my... Okay, GTFO, bitch.
Alright, everybody. Here it comes. Sit back and enjoy the Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast. Hi, everybody. It's me, Bobby, your junkhead. Call me whatever you want as long as you call me your friend. And thank you guys and gals for all the support you've been giving for season two. We've had a blast, and we hope you guys are having a blast. Like me and the coolest co-host in the whole wide world, the Beast from Bruges, the diva of all content creation, and what you guys do not know, the 2009-2010 back-to-back Belgium Eurovision champion, my buddy, my brother from another mother, Joachim Blaze. How you doing, buddy?
You were practicing that one, I think, because half of it was a lie, but okay, thank you. Now it's up to people to guess what's a lie. I'm pretty sure I can't sing, though.
It was for dancing, but, you know.
Oh, for dancing, okay, yeah. I can shake my ass pretty good, I guess.
Stop it.
So. Anyways, new episode, right? We got an awesome guest.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, thank you, Justin. Because we said, like, we had our last episode with Justin, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And we said, like, we've had the last guests. And, like, I think a week or 2 weeks ago, he sends us a message. And he's like, I got somebody new in the crew. And, you know, I want you guys to have her on the show. And then it's going to be amazing. And we were like, okay, cool.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Let's
you know? So without further ado, I present to you, how do I say that? She's an esports crazy player or whatever. She's a fitness model I've been checking all her Instagram and stories about it, and I mean, I think she's pretty good at fitness, and she's an amazing beauty.
She's definitely anyways, prettier than you, Blaze, that's for sure.
Yeah, so. that's for sure, but that's not hard, I guess. It's her name is Sid Kitten, welcome to the podcast.
Yay!
Thank you, guys. I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you, Sid Kitten. And it's so funny because I know Blaze, English isn't his main language, so when he starts saying things, he's like, and I'm like, I just laugh. Excuse me, so... he nailed it. He's taking over the introduction part, so I'm just on the back seat now.
Just one question from my introduction. Do you give fitness lessons or something, or do you do stuff on YouTube or on Twitch with fitness, or is that just you know, something you do for yourself?
Yeah, no. So you kind of hit the nail on the head. I do a little bit of everything, but I am a certified yoga teacher. So I used to teach yoga privately at a gym, and then I kind of stopped doing that and focused on my own practice. And now I'm helping bringing yoga to gamers.
Okay, cool. I will bring you Junkhead so you can he's 57, so he's got to do something with his body, you know.
Look, Blaze is 62, so we're not going to talk about age. But I will tell you right now, like when I did jiu-jitsu back in the day, and we had
you did jiu-jitsu or jiu-jitsu did you?
You're ruining the story. And we had someone that was a yoga instructor, and I was like, I'm a man, I could do yoga. Never have I felt so much pain in my life doing yoga. And then, like, my fiance and I were like, we need to get back in shape. And we're like, yoga, it's a lot. A lot of people say that, like, I don't know, in your opinion, you're the trained professional, not me, is that I think it's easier on your joints and your body. But, you know, like, we pulled it up on the YouTube, and we were, like, watching, like, yoga for beginners, easy as pie. And then we looked at each other, we're like, okay, she is on performance enhancing drugs and she is crazy right now, because it is a struggle for we were like doing basic stuff. We're like, I can't do this. I'm sorry. So, but I have, as a yoga instructor, I have so much respect for you. And can you please teach Blaze how to do yoga? Because he's putting on the pounds. He's putting on the pounds.
Yeah. You're going to laugh, but I actually did yoga with my ex. So,
well, this is awkward. But enough about our failures at yoga. We're really excited to hear your story, Sid Kitten. And because you're actually, you're bilingual, correct? So when you stream in English and Espanol, right?
Yes, that's right.
Una cerveza, por favor. We learned that in Belgium always.
Yeah, so. Like I said, Blaze and I were really looking forward to hearing your story, how you started, where you came from or whatever. It's an honor to have you on here, and we want to know the story of Sid Kitten.
Yeah, well, I started content creation just a year ago, when the pandemic started. So it was kind of like a slow introduction into content creation, and then I saw that it started to take off and there was traction there, and it just blew up very quickly, and I was making these awesome relationships with people. So I started to focus more seriously on it, and it just kept blowing up and growing, and I was like, okay, I'm enjoying this, and it's just grown since then. But yeah, I just started last year.
And so obviously fitness was your thing. Well, like you said, like you were a yoga instructor. When the pandemic hit, was it easier for you to create like that yoga content online? Was it easier for you to do it that way? I mean, what was the, like, what was how people took it in, so to speak? Like, oh my gosh, now I can tune into her streams, or I can follow her Instagram. And you guys, all her information will be in the description down below. So make sure you guys are showing her that support. So was it easier for you to do this online versus in person?
Yeah, so my content is focused on gaming and fitness. So fitness is just a part of who I am. It's hard to separate the two. It's kind of just like I wake up, work out, like have breakfast. It's part of my routine. So there's no like added pressure on myself to like, how am I going to incorporate like fitness today? Or like, what am I going to like create a video on? Because it's something that I do all the time. And it's just like part of who I am. So just going into the pandemic, the only challenge really was like, instead of before going into the gym and like driving or walking there or whatever, now I had to kind of like build up my own home gym so I could get my own like weight training or cycling or yoga practice in. So that was really the only like challenge, is like building in like your home gym. But as far as like having people access it, I'm so familiar with like social media that it wasn't a challenge creating a video either, like outside at the park or in my basement where my gym is. Really that part wasn't difficult, but more of like, okay, now I don't have the tools that like, if I want to do like a weight training type of video, or like these are the exercises I do to get like warmed up in the morning, like I can't really show that. But now I'm like in a better spot where I do have like my weights and my like stretching stuff and everything kind of like already on hand. So that part has been really good now.
Oh, so I mean, I think that like Blaze and I, we've sat back, just me and him, homies, friends, giving each other advice. And like he's always said, is that some of the most simplest content to absorb is the basic stuff like non-gaming. And especially, like I said, when the pandemic hit us here in the States, you know, like Blaze's in Europe and in Belgium, where their lockdowns are a whole lot different than our lockdowns. So I think everyone here in, excuse me, just like we're more laid back. I mean, people were still doing stuff. And like for someone like Blaze, who doesn't have the ability to readily go to the gym if the gyms are closed down, because Blaze has told him before, like, only essential places are open. So
yeah, the gyms actually opened a week ago now, so they were closed for almost 9 months here. And yeah, a lot of stuff was just closed. Like even things we thought were normal or basic, they were just closed, you know? So being able to watch other people or do like gym or yoga or whatever together with other people on Twitch or on YouTube, you know, all that stuff also blew up in, you know, in my country, for example. And I think it's pretty awesome you got into, you know, doing that, SidKitten.
Yeah, and like I said, it was something that's like just a part of who I am and normal for me to be like, hey guys, I'm like doing these stretches before I like sit down and play games all night. And it was some type of content that I was already sharing. So it came very natural when that time came. And even now I'm like releasing these series of videos on like TikTok, Instagram, all that, where you can do these exercises either sitting down, standing up, before gaming, after gaming, like whatever you need, I got you. And it's my target is like other people who are like gamers and they're like, actually, I don't want to get up. I want to do stretches in my chair. Like, I get that. So I have stretches for you. Like, if you don't even want to get up, you just want to stretch in your chair, like you have this video you can watch. But if you're like, okay, actually, I'm going to get up 5 minutes, walk around, like I have stretches for you too. And they're totally accessible where they're coming from like a yoga background, but I'm making them adaptable for somebody who's like sitting at a computer all day, who's like playing games, who's kind of like in that atmosphere. So you don't feel like, oh, this is supposed to be a beginner's class. And now me, like an average person, like can't do quote unquote a beginner's yoga class, you know? So this is totally accessible and adapted for, you know, other gamers or people who sit at their computer all day.
See, you guys, that's why it's really awesome that like SidKitten is telling that, because it just, let's face it, people are still doing Zoom meetings, they're sitting at, they're working from home, they're on their computer. And so say if you're working 8 hours, you're on your computer, and then you're like a gamer, like Blaze, because I'm not a gamer, I'm a bot. Like, so he could theoretically do these stretches while he's working at home. And then when he goes into gaming mode, so do you have a certain stretches that you recommend for people that work at home and then a certain people that are gamers? Or would you say that those stretches are like they it's one stretch for everything?
Yeah. So I the videos that I made are based on like my life and what's helped me. And I have a full-time job aside from SidKitten. And I sit at my desk like 8 a.m. to like 8 p.m. sitting on the computer, like working. And then I want a game, you know, to kind of like hit, like relax and, you know, after work type of thing. So the exercises that or the stretches that I'm proposing, it's like stuff that I do when I'm sitting down, when me, myself, who's like quote unquote a health nut, is like, I don't want to get up, you know, I'm kind of like feeling lazy. I just want to like stay sitting in my chair, but I kind of want to stretch because like my shoulders hurt or whatever. So it's like those type of exercises that you can do that will like totally help you. And one that like is one of my favorites that you can do either sitting down or standing up that will really help you is for like if you're sitting at your computer and you're like hunching, you know, that like traditional like at your desktop like hunching, is like just grabbing your elbows behind your back if you can, or like grabbing your wrists and just like looking upwards to try to open up your chest. So that's like a really, really great chest opener. And you can do it sitting down, or if you want, you can do it standing up. And there's different variations if you want to go like deeper into the stretch, or if you just want to get a little like opening before you get into gaming because you've been sitting all day. Like there's so many options, but that's one of my favorite ones. And I'll be like standing, like waiting for my lunch order somewhere and just doing that stretch because it also doesn't look crazy. So if you want to do it while you're waiting for your coffee to be ready or whatever, like you can do it, you know? So it's not anything crazy where you'll like have your leg up behind your head or something that, you know, you just can't do that.
Yeah, see, like me, I'd be that guy that, like, we're in Starbucks and I'm doing a stretch and then I pull a hammy, then I'm on the ground, and then Blaze is the guy that goes over there and records me and puts me on TikTok. Look at this guy. He was stretching for his macchiato and he pulled a hammy. Like and follow for more. So,
yeah.
That's what kind of person Blaze is. He likes to shame me. SidKitten, he likes to shame me a lot. So.
No, I don't. You just drama queen. That's
see,
you.
There he goes again. So. Well, since we asked the hard-hitting, pivotal questions here on this podcast, JK Lamau, we really don't, but what, before you, so obviously fitness was your first passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
What turned fitness into gaming? I mean, what was that game that you got addicted to, first started playing, and you're like, you know, whether it be like, I don't want anybody to know that I'm playing this game, but, you know, I love playing this game.
Yeah. Like I said, fitness is like a part of who I am. And it's, and like, I feel like gaming is just another one of those things. It's like, it's just who I am. Like, oh, do you like, you know, having coffee in the morning? Like, yeah, like that's just like who you are. You know, it's not like you're trying to be something you're not or add something that you're like not comfortable with. So I see those two really connected. And I'm also super interested in technology, and my full-time job I work in as a technology consultant. So it's just like, I feel like technology and gaming, it's like all kind of connected. And then the fitness is just like all part of me. So it's like really easy to just like put out content that like I'm super familiar with and can like provide this like voice for people who are kind of looking, you know, for like a guide there. But my first like introduction to, I guess, technology is where I would say that interest started, was back when like the gateway computers first came out, like desktop computers like first were a thing. And my family got a gateway computer and we were like, wow, this is awesome. Like, you know, and we had like the computer room, like that was a thing. And the computer came with a disc, like several discs that had games on them. And some of them were like learn how to type or do math puzzles and things like that. And I got this game called Secret Agent Barbie. And it was basically like Barbie's a secret agent and she has missions. So you would go and do the mission and then there'd be a cutscene and then you'd watch that, get more information, go to your next mission. So it was like super, super fun for me. And that was kind of my first introduction into like video games as a whole, and then just like technology, because then my mom would be like, okay, that's enough, I need to use the phone, you know, because at that time you couldn't use the internet and the phone at the same time.
The dial-up days.
Yeah, so that's kind of where that started. And then as I grew older, like I kind of like went away from the whole video game thing. And then in high school, again, like my friends were really into like Call of Duty and like what's that, like Guitar Hero game, that one too. So I got like reintroduced to it again. And then it wasn't until after I graduated college and started traveling for work where my evenings were kind of like, there wasn't a lot to do. We'd like go back to our hotel or hang out with my coworkers, things like that. But then World of Warcraft Classic got introduced again. So then that kind of piqued my interest and I'd go back to my hotel room and play that all night. So World of Warcraft is what, about like 2 years ago, I believe, 3 years that it came out, the classic experience again. So that's really what hooked me back into gaming. And then a year ago, I decided to get into streaming and then go that route. So that's kind of the full timeline of like, my introduction to like tech and video games and how I got into streaming.
Okay, so we asked this question to everybody that talks about World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Did you have a World of Warcraft boyfriend?
No.
You? I think she's the first one, Blaze. The first one that did not have.
I think we had one guy also who didn't have a World of Warcraft girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, everyone's
like a role play thing?
Yeah, or not like a, like they considered them like they did everything together. This is my WoW girlfriend. Like I work with a guy, he's like, "Yeah, dude, I put so many hours into WoW. I had a WoW girlfriend." And I was like, "Is that really a thing?" I mean,
No, I had like a group of people, especially playing WoW Classic. That experience is intense. Like the game is like so much harder that you need a group to like do all the quests with and stuff, because it's just like really intense. So I had like a group of people, like every night I'd be like, all right, I'm on my way back, I'm out of work, you know, like is everybody logging on, like what are we doing? So I had like my WoW like friends. But
did you have your WoW chat, text chat, group chat or something? We getting on? Yeah. We doing the raid?
Yeah, exactly.
So other than WoW, what was the, like you said, you referenced Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play Call of Duty, or it just wasn't your thing, or?
So my friends played it in high school, but they were all playing on console. At the time, like, I was not that into video games. Like, we had just, like, our desktop at home that, like, the whole family would share type of thing. So my friends, when I'd go over to, like, their house, they'd be playing, like, Call of Duty. There's, like, one with, like, zombies. I think it might be called
Zombies.
Yeah, the Black Ops.
Yeah,
Yeah. So, like, I remember playing that, and I was like, oh, this is fun, this is cool. But I wasn't really ever, like, a console person. It wasn't until, like I said, I started traveling and started playing, like, WoW on PC or on my desktop, on my laptop at the time, that I started getting, like, super into video games again. And I still don't have a console now, but, like, it's something I want to add to my game room, so I can, because I know there's some games that just have a better experience on console.
So I'm gonna guess you're probably not a big battle royale person.
Why is that?
Well, it's just a feeling, call it intuition, because my next question was going to be, did you ever get to play the greatest battle royale that was ever made, H1Z1?
I haven't heard of that one, but I really do like battle royales.
Oh, Blaze.
That's like Junkhead, mine's favorite game. I mean, we have never played WoW, right? Or never played LoL. So, you know, I know there's raids and I know, you know, what the people talk about, but other than that, I know nothing about WoW or LoL. So there's always, you know, differences and different, you know, tastes and likes, I think, in gaming and in anything in life, you know. It's good everybody's different, you know.
Have you guys played Apex Legends?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That is a battle royale.
Are you an Apexer? Are you an Apexer, Sid Kitten?
Yeah, so the first game I started streaming on Twitch was Apex Legends, and that I did, and like holds a special place in my heart because that was my first introduction to like Twitch, and it's always like, what am I going to stream, you know? So Apex, yeah, I love Apex.
See,
I did play it for a good 6 to 9 months, I think, Apex, but I'm kind of out of it at the moment, but could be, you know, one day I get back to it. I don't know.
Because I think, like, when Apex first came out, it was a PC monster. It just was so rough on your computer, and it just beat up your GPU. But I think it's gotten better. Maybe I'll go back to playing it. But I was a Bloodhounder. I'm a Bloodhounder.
Nice.
That's what it's about.
I main Bangalore, and a good like partner to have is Bloodhound, because she can throw smokes, and then Bloodhound goes in with like his
the
vision.
Allfather. The
yeah. Allfather. So it's like a good combo right there.
Blaze, we need to get back on the Apex grind. I think we got a third.
But you know who used to be my old Apex partner? So I played a lot with this guy called Shiv FPS, but back then he wasn't that big of a streamer when I played with him, and I think now he's up to, wait, what, like 8-10K viewers sometimes. So
yeah, he's like,
he's doing good with Luminosity, he's like one of, yeah, he's Luminosity. He's one of the best Apex players at the moment. He's crazy.
Nice. Well,
yeah, Apex is definitely, I think it's a game that's fun when you're playing with buddies. You know, if you're playing with randos, it's just like,
Yeah, you definitely need to have communication because the map's so big. Like, everybody starts running places, and you're like, where's that guy going? And, like, yeah.
So Warzone, have you tried Warzone, or?
No, I'm not, like, a big fan of games that are, like, military style. So I don't know what it is, but it's not, like, that intriguing to me. I have played, like, COD on mobile just because it's, like, a fun, like, mobile game to play. Instead of like Candy Crush or something like that. But if I'm playing on PC, it's either World of Warcraft, Apex, Valorant. Like those are my main ones right now. Like what I'm streaming right now primarily is Valorant and World of Warcraft.
See, I don't know. I mean, I just, I don't know. Say, I couldn't get into, I just watch, I spend more time watching people play and then I'm like, someone.
Oops.
Oopsie. So.
Yeah. No. Continue.
But no, it's a really like great. It's a really fun. I mean, I guess it kind of reminds me like a lot of like CS:GO, but more futuristic. And I know Blaze was like a CS:GO guy. I don't know, because like I'm bad at like, I love battle royales, but I'm bad at them. And I'm like, why do I want to play another game that I'm going to get humiliated at? And it's more like a, because it's a feel good story for me. I want to play Valorant. I have it, but I don't want to demoralize myself more than anything in the whole wide world, because I've done it for years while I'm playing video games. So, but.
They say Valorant is kind of like a mix of Overwatch and like Apex now, basically, because of like the graphics, or not Apex, CSGO, a mix of CSGO and Overwatch. But what my like gripe about battle royales is, they're like Apex, it's like you're running for 20 minutes, you don't have a great gun or a good loadout, and then you see somebody who has like a super great loadout, and then they kill you in like 2 seconds, and you're like, great, that was like 25 minutes of my life. But if you're playing like Valorant, like everyone kind of starts out on like an even battlefield, you can get your guns, like be strategic about it, and then like if you die, it's like, okay, it's fine, I'm gonna like respawn in 1 minute, like we're back in it, you know? So like Apex, I feel like you have to be really good about like looting and making sure where the good guns are or like the bins and whatever. But, and it's more about like running around and then you finally get into a fight or something like that. But I just prefer to like go around and like get into like really like the shooting of it.
So obviously PC gamer, mad respect. Because I came from console, but I knew that like when H1Z1 came around and I was an esports manager, like I had to be able to play PC games. And I remember the first time, like, I never really realized what like FPS was, because on console you maybe get like 60 frames tops or something like that, you know? And and then now you're just like, holy cow, I can get 144. I don't have the PC. Blaze has got the PC to do it. But still, though, I mean, what is your current PC setup? Give me everything that you got in your PC, because inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, well, I have a YouTube video on that that will give you exactly those details, but I don't know them off the top of my head. I will say it was a hand-me-down PC, so you don't need anything fancy to, you know, be a huge streamer or get the top fragger in your group. But, yeah, I don't know them off the top of my head, but you guys can check out my YouTube.
Links in the bio. So, I mean, just, I just think it's so cool how you've taken, like, with fitness, and then you merged it with gaming, and you also did cooking streams. I mean, like, I was choking at one of your videos, and you were doing a cooking stream. So, would you like to talk about that one a little bit?
Yeah, so, like I said, my content's gaming, fitness. I also do cooking, like, some IRL streams. So, recently, what I've been doing is cooking streams from the World of Warcraft cookbook. So, there's a cookbook.
Whoa. You can't just blow past that. There is a World at Warcraft cookbook.
There is, yes.
Oh, okay.
Is there food in the game then or something? Or how does that work? Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's cookbooks on like Batman, Harry Potter, like all that stuff. Star Wars. There's like an official cookbook for Star Wars. So there's one for World of Warcraft also. So basically, like, there's like quests in the game where you're like, okay, you have to get all the ingredients to make these like beer basted boar ribs. So you go around killing like boars and getting like whatever else ingredients, and then you make that dish and you turn it in, and then you move on to like your next thing. So they put all of those in the cookbook.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of cool if you think about it, especially since, like, World of Warcraft is such a huge following. It's a cult following. Is that when you stream that, I mean, what is people's, like, reaction when you're streaming World of Warcraft cookbook streams?
I mean, it's a ton of fun for me, and I can only imagine for the viewers, because even just like holding the cookbook in my hands, I'm just like, this is so sick, because it's like you're like going around and playing, and then it's like, oh, it's actually something you can make in real life. Like, it's kind of crazy. Like, I think they just sent actually like Pokey and like those type of people Apex did. They sent them like these huge like bin things where they have like life-size replicas of like some of the melee weapons that they have in Apex. So I mean, it's like super cool. Like imagine if you could get one of those like weapons in real life, you know, like a replica. So it's like that type of thing. And it's also like different type of content where it's like I'm not just sitting there killing boars for like 4 hours. So it's like really fun and something that like the viewers can also do, like go out and get their cookbook and also like cook some of the recipes. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm not somebody who like loves cooking. It's actually like not something I enjoy at all.
Are you a DoorDasher?
Oh, absolutely. Like lunch and dinner, I love it. But with the World of Warcraft cookbook, I've actually like grown to love cooking a lot more. And I think it's because these recipes are so like funny. And I'm like, oh, this is from like the dwarf area? Like what? Like it's so cute. And I'm just like, okay, this is kind of fun. But like before, I wasn't like, I'm not the type of girl that's like, let's bake cookies, you know? I'm like, okay, we're like ordering hamburgers or something. So the cookbook has really helped me like grow this love for like cooking, and it's been a lot of fun. So I'm excited. I've been doing that recently, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, let me ask you this. Like after you've made something from the World of Warcraft and you've tasted it, have you ever been like, "Oof, I would never eat this"?
So my very first cooking stream, like I had a sub goal, like, okay guys, we're gonna reach this sub goal and then we'll do a cooking stream from the cookbook. And everyone was like, okay. So like the community helped me reach it, and then the community was like, okay, we helped you reach your goal, but now you're gonna cook the hardest thing in that cookbook. And I was like, oh no. Like, this is someone who, like, DoorDashes everything, and like, I'm not like, let's bake cookies. Like, so that was probably like backfiring on me. But we ended up cooking, or trying to cook, the beer basted boar ribs. They're literally like a rack of ribs that I had to like put in the oven and like cook for like hours. And I was doing this on my Wednesday evening stream, and I'm like, I'm an early bird, so once it starts hitting like 9 p.m. or so, I'm like falling asleep. So, and these ribs still weren't done. And I was like, look, guys, I'm sorry. Like, I'm literally not going to stay up for like 2 or 3 more hours to like cook these ribs. Like, I can't. But they ended up like not being fully cooked. And it was kind of like a fail. Yeah. So after that, I was like, okay, if we do cooking streams, it's going to be on Sundays, because Sundays I stream at like 10 a.m. So like my European viewers, it's like more friendly for them that time. So, and if we need to go until like 6 p.m. cooking ribs or whatever, like I got it. We can do it. You know, I'll be awake for that. So that was kind of the only mishap. But after that, each meal has been like really tasty, and I'm kind of like impressed with myself. So it's like encouraging to do something that like I didn't really enjoy, and now I'm like doing it, and the recipes are cool, and I'm like, oh, it actually turned out pretty good. Like, okay, like I can keep doing this. Yeah, so
Master Chef coming in hot, Sid Kitten.
Yeah.
Let's go. So
yeah.
So not only are you're doing your own content, and once again, congratulations on your recent signing with Ford Models.
Thank you.
Justin got a good one.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Chili Mountain, because you're the vice president, if I'm correct, of Chili Mountain, right?
Yes, vice president and co-founder of Chili Mountain.
So what exactly is it like an esports org? I mean, what is it built around?
Yeah, so let me tell you a little bit about Chili Mountain. It all started, I was watching Chilrog, who is one of our co-founders, stream on Twitch, and he's this huge Heroes of the Storm fanboy. And at the time, HGC was this huge league built around HOTS, and it went down, and everybody was kind of sad about it, and he was still streaming HOTS. And he just had like this really big passion for Heroes of the Storm. So he was streaming that, and his Discord was called the Chili Mountain. So I went into his Discord, networked with his mods, you know, and then eventually became a mod myself, was more involved with his community. And he's like, hey, like, I want to run tournaments, like Heroes of the Storm tournaments, because the scene is kind of dead. Let's revitalize the scene. Like, we love Heroes of the Storm. Like, let's do it. And I was like, I'm on board. Like, let's run tournaments. So it began as an org that runs tournaments, and we started with Heroes of the Storm, and then we went into Valorant and Hearthstone and League, like a bunch of titles. We were running tournaments, and there were like huge, like $1,000 tournaments sponsored by big companies, and we were having a lot of fun with that. And then we were like, okay, we need to change direction now. Instead of just running tournaments, let's be an org that has teams in Heroes of the Storm and in other titles and see where we can take that. So that came at a perfect time, because then it was announced that this brand new league backed by Blizzard was coming into the scene. And that league is called Heroes of the Storm CCL, Community Clash League. And they had 8 open spots for orgs to apply to be one of the orgs in the league. So we applied and we were accepted. So we're one of the 8 orgs in the league, and we're now in season 2 for Heroes of the Storm CCL. And we compete in both North America and EU. There's also an EU league called Masters Clash for Heroes of the Storm, in which we have a team there. And we expanded into League of Legends in both North America and Europe as well. So it's been a lot of fun. It's kind of another, like my 3rd full-time job running the esports org, but it's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I can fully understand about the fanboy, because I got Blaze muted. He like stalks me, so all the time it's just nonstop. So
wait, who was what? The guy that was already so, 2 years just, prior that we were friends stalking
he's
me?
Not muted. Shit. So no, it's just I mean, it's just nice to see and hear that, like, you wear multiple hats. You're a yoga.
Yeah, she's into yoga, sports,
yoga,
gaming.
Yoga, esports, gaming, modeling. You wear the modeling hat too while you're at it?
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Oh my, is there anything you
plus
can't do?
She also does podcasts. Did you know that, Junka?
Yeah.
Shame. I what's the podcast you do about? Like, what is that about? How did you came up with it? And you know, how did it all start?
Yeah, well, we're always trying to expand the Chilly Mountain brand and the name. So we also have a Chilly Mountain podcast where we also bring on like esports, people in the esports world, or even just content creators. So it's not just like esports, it's also content creators. So one of our episodes, we had an artist called Company, and he's like this huge EDM artist. And on the side, he really enjoys playing like Heroes of the Storm. And then he moved into World of Warcraft. And it's like, you just like don't really think, like, you know, these huge like artists who are making like really cool music are also like on their downtime kind of like getting in some games, you know? So it's just like so cool to connect with people like that. And that's the basis of like what that podcast is. So content creators and also other people in the industry, just to learn their story and get to know them a little better.
What is the name of the podcast? Go ahead and shout it out. Well, I mean, let the world know.
Yeah, the Chilly Mountain Esports and Content Creators.
On all podcast platforms?
There you go.
There you go. I mean, it's just, I think that, you know, there's a time, like, coming from Call of Duty, like, everyone wanted to be a pro. Everyone wanted to be a pro competitor and whatever esport it is. You know, Blaze was lucky enough to be a professional H1Z1 player. But I think that people are really now, because of everything going on, are seeing the value of just being a content creator. I mean, people can make a very good living just being a content creator, because like one of the people I always idolize is Hector Rodriguez from Optic Gaming. And mm-hmm. You know, like he was saying, is that, you know, like once his players are done competing, they're going to be able to financially support themselves by doing, like, much like what you're doing, the Instagram, the YouTube, the streaming, creating content on all different kinds of platforms. And like we've said it countless times in this podcast, is that, you know, one form of content should support the next one. So it's like one big, huge symbiotic relationship, whereas that, you know, you stream on Twitch that you make YouTube videos about, you know, you make YouTube videos that you can plug or talk about in like Instagram stories and reels and your TikTok. I mean, but each one could actually in another sense have its own separate content that drives that form of content to what you are doing. Like some people might see your TikTok that you do, like say you're talking about yoga and stretches for gaming, and then these people are interested in seeing you stream, and then they come watch your stream, and then they're in your stream and they're like, oh wait, you have YouTube videos about a YouTube series about yoga and stretching and stuff like that, now let me go to there. So I mean, I think the value in content creation versus being a professional esports player is hand over fist more important than anything, because as a professional esports person, you might be at the top of your game for 2-3 years, but your content there's no time frame on that. Well, for me there is, but Blaze reminds me you're really bad at games, you should stop. But that's why I do podcasting instead.
Yeah, I agree. And that's something that we tell our players.
See,
as well.
She doesn't even know you and she agrees you're a bot. There we go.
7,999,000 person that told me that. Thanks, Sid Kitten. Now I have no self-esteem. Thanks.
No, it's something we tell our esports players as well, you know, like to make content and grow their socials. And we help them do that as well. We have like a series of Heroes of the Storm CCL videos where we have our pros do more of like personality videos with us. So we did like a video that was a reaction, getting the pros' reaction to just like really bad plays. So it's just like really funny to see them just like completely cringe when somebody like goes into a bad situation. They're like, no, like what are you doing? Like it's awesome. But yeah, it's definitely something that we tell them is important to just like build them as a brand as well.
Yeah, because I think like just listening to what you're talking about there is that, like, because Blaze has played on the competitive scene, I haven't. So like when professional players see people do things like the professional mindset, like I think I'm making good play, and then Blaze would be like, why did you do that? Why did you push that? Why did you do that? You know, and it's like, because I'm just a casual gamer, you know, and a professional player sees things. Like if you watch as far as Warzone is a movement really based game, like how when to take a fight, when to, you know, backtrack, shield up and put plates on and stuff. And you know, like for me, I'm just like, you know, I'm going all in. Forget it. Can you buy me back, Blaze? It didn't work out. I lost my gulag, you know, kind of thing, you know. But mm-hmm. A professional esports athlete, and much like any professional athlete, they see the game different than everybody else. And it's so, like, unique. Like when I've sat and talked to Blaze and he's like, oh, the reason why I didn't do that is because of this. And, you know, I hate to say he's right sometimes, but he's right on occasion. I'll give him that.
Yeah, and we've also done videos where we do like Heroes of the Storm Jeopardy, where they have to answer these questions about a specific hero. And it's funny because you're like expecting the pro to know the answer and they're just like blanking. And then in the comments of like our Chili Mountain YouTube, everyone's like, oh, I know that as a casual, the pro didn't know that. So it's just like a really fun experience. And we've really gotten them on board with, you know, making content and exposing them out there to more than just the narrow mindset of just like, I'm just going to play the game.
I guess I know a lot of people always they raved about Heroes of the Storm, and it's just, I don't know. I think I'm just so close-minded with games, and it's been my downfall is that, you know, I always tell Blaze, like, you got to play different games. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I never do. But I know that, like, it's a devout following with Heroes of the Storm. Like, I've heard people like, oh my God, you know, Heroes of the Storm. Yeah. I'm like, it's like much like anything like that. Like the WoW, like Blaze talked about, the League of Legends and stuff. But I mean, just, it's really awesome that what you guys are doing, what you're doing. And then, like you said, it's like your third full-time job working with Chili Mountain. And, you know, you guys are doing great things. I mean, that's just, it's so awesome to see people do that. And, you know, make sure you give your stretch for Sid Kitten and then reach back and pat yourself on the back, please. Because it's all about the stretch, you know.
So just like you started early on gaming, right? And when did you like get into like yoga and fitness and that kind of stuff? Did like that start at an early age, or did you do some other kind of sports when you were younger, or?
No, not at all. So when I was young, my parents were like of the mentality of like sports are for boys. You just like, you know, we'll go get our nails done, which was I was like all down for also. So I wasn't really
Getting your nails done when you're like 5 years old or
I'm joking.
Blaze goes and gets his nails done all the time. Don't worry about a sick kitten.
Well, it's either that or like a soccer ball to the head when you're 5 years old. So pick your poison. But yeah, so I wasn't really into sports when I was young. I like randomly signed up for like the volleyball team or the basketball team, but it wasn't really like for me. I didn't really get into like fitness until I was in college. It was a really difficult time for me in college because it was the first time I was away from my family, and I'm like super close to my family, to my parents. So it was like the first time I was away from them, and it was really hard, and I was like sad, and it was just like it sucked. So one way that I like learned to kind of get out of that funk was to like go to the gym, work out, like that type of thing. And I took my first yoga class in college. And I remember, like, at the end of the class, we were laying. You just, like, lay on the floor. It's, like, the last pose. And the girl was saying, like, oh, like, release your tongue from the roof of your mouth and relax. And when she said that, I was like, how does she know my tongue is on the roof of my mouth? And I'm, like, tense. Like, that is, like, it was just so crazy to me. And I had never heard anybody, like, say that. You know, like, everyone's like, oh, like, relax your shoulders, like, whatever. Or, like, take a deep breath. But she was like, relax the roof from your the tongue of your mouth. And I was like, wow. And that's kind of, like, I don't know, something, like, clicked for me after that. And I fell in love with yoga. So I kept going back, and I loved it, and, like, grew my own personal practice of like getting better, and decided to get certified and start teaching and all that stuff. But it wasn't until college, and we also had like a class where it was like nutrition, where you learn like what are carbs, what's protein, like what does that mean, and like what's ideal for you to eat and all that stuff. So that's really where I first learned about like how to eat healthy, and like what kind of meals can I make for myself, because growing up I like didn't have that type of education. So it wasn't until college, and I really fell in love with it, and ever since I've been really into it, and I've felt overall really better, and it's helped me like both physically and mentally. Like, we also tell our players, like, if you're tilting, step away, take a deep breath. Like, it's in your mental too, you know. It's just like so important, as much as like your physical is for like your mental. So I love that yoga connects that. And it doesn't have to, if you're like not into that, you're like, I'm just trying to work out, like, fine, do your thing. But it can help you in that way too, which I love. So that's where it all really started.
I think that that's what happened. Like, I'm guilty of doing the same thing when I get tilted. Like, I don't have that ability to step away. And, like, I know, like, yoga is, like, a lot, like, breathing and all that stuff. And, I mean, how hard was it to become a certified yoga instructor? Because just the inquiring minds want to know, because I imagine they just don't hand those certifications out to anybody.
Yeah, so the training that I have, the certification I have, is a 200-hour yoga teacher training, and basically they teach you like what's the best like alignment for people, or like the pose where all your points have to meet. If you're like in a certain like a triangle pose, like how to best help somebody like align, and the anatomy behind it, like what is actually your bones and your muscles doing, and like if you say this is a hamstring stretch, like how does you like bending forward like help your hamstrings, like, you know. So it's a lot of like teaching of like the science behind it, and also like the cultural, like where it came from and that type of stuff. So it was a lot of training.
Blaze, are you a yoga certified instructor, or would you like to become a yoga certified instructor? Because I know someone that's in here that could help you out with that. She could put you on the right path, Blaze. Because Blaze was doing workout streams, and like I did one of his workout streams with him, and I was like, I can't. I just can't. I want to, but I can't. Because I at some point in time, I think I might have had 3 minor heart attacks. And it was like a 30-day thing that he was doing because I was all for it. I was like, you know what? I'm not telling him I'm doing it, but I'm going to do it, you know. And I'm just like, no, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't. So, I mean, it's one thing to do like a fitness stream and be good at it and versus doing a fitness stream and...
I mean, nobody's good at it. Like, there's no good or bad. You just have to do it, you know?
I know, but I mean, it's like, I think the direction I was trying to go at, but I'm bad at it, is like, I guess is holding that captivating audience when you're doing it, whether it's streaming it or whether it's creating a YouTube video, because like when you're doing like a fitness YouTube, a Twitch stream, you have that interaction versus doing like a YouTube series. It's a lot different because you're basing it something that people are thinking along the way. So, I mean, like, how do you approach that, Sid Kitten?
So with the series I've been doing with my seated stretches, standing before, after gaming, is to be really intentional about what I'm telling or advising people to do. And I want to really keep it true to myself. So I don't want to say like, oh, like do this super crazy stretch, like you'll feel awesome, just to like show off or, you know, like not really provide value. So that's kind of how I've been approaching it. Like, I literally sit there, I write up my script, and I'm like sitting there, I'm like, okay, before I start gaming, before I like sit down and work all day, like what stretches do I actually like do? Because I have to like kind of reflect, because like I said, just fitness and yoga is part of who I am, that I don't really think about it anymore. Like I said, if I'm standing at the deli waiting for my sandwich, I'm like randomly doing like the chest opener I was talking about earlier, where you like hold your elbows behind your back and it doesn't look crazy, but it's just like something I do normally now, and I'm like, oh yeah, like that is like a super easy one that people can do. And like those like hardcore gamer boys won't be like, oh, I'm not doing yoga, or like that's not for me. I'm like, dude, you can do this sitting down, like at your chair, you don't even have to get up, like, you know. So it's like things that I've like really done and like think it will help people, and also what I've heard in the community, like, oh, my lower back, my shoulders, my neck, like things that I've experienced as well. And I'm like, okay, well, this is what I do, I think it'll really help you. So it's been a lot of like reflecting and really thinking about like, what is it I do that really helps me, that I think really can help people, and scripting that out in a way that makes sense, which is something that we also learned during yoga training, is sequencing like the moves in a way that makes sense. Cause you don't want to be like on the floor doing a stretch, and then the next one you're like, okay, get up and stretch your arms all the way to the sky or something, where it like messes up the flow, you know? So it's a lot of reflection goes into like what I'm putting out there as far as like recommendations for these stretches.
Man, that is, I think that, like anybody that games, that anybody that sits down for a long period of time, just, I don't think, because I've done it, like just even doing this podcast, you've inspired me. Like I've been doing the elbow, but you know, tucking it back and stretching, because like after a while everything hurts, especially as you get older, you know. But so kudos to you for actually putting that information out there, because it helps out old people like Blaze at 67 years old. Let me ask you, what was it like, that feeling, what was the feeling you had when you were approached by Ford Models and Justin to be part of the team?
I was ecstatic. I mean, once I found out, you know, that everything was official, but during our first conversation, I just took it as like a networking type of opportunity, you know? So that's also like something that I'm trying to work on more for this year, so just network in the gaming space and esports and meet as many people as I can, that I was like, okay, awesome, you know, next business meeting, like, let's do this. And then it turned into much more than that, and I am like so incredibly grateful, and I like still can't believe it, but yeah, it's been amazing.
I'm golf clapping because I don't want to, you know, golf, me golf clapping. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Do you have like ideas or plans for the future, you know, that you can already share, or stuff, you know, that you want to be doing or that you want to add to your content?
So my goals for this year is doing more short form content. So like the Instagram reels, the TikToks, the under like 10 minute type of videos, because everyone's on the go, you know, and I live in New York City and I know what that's like. Like, we want it now, like boom, 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 done. So that type of content is what I'm really focusing on. Long term, I would love to be able to do my content creation full time. Like I said, I have a full time job aside from SidKitten and Chili Mountain. That's what pays the bills. So working towards that is my long term goal. But right now, like I said, networking with people in the industry, building these relationships, is really what I'm focusing on right now.
Awesome. I mean, that's one thing Blaze is like he not only is a good close friend of mine, is that he's always advising me, like, hey, you need to network more. And I'm like, I'm so lazy about it. And one of these years, Blaze, I will catch on. I promise you. I promise you I'll catch on. But we're coming to the end of the show, this episode. And we've been doing something this year called Two Random Questions. Blaze asks a question, then I ask a question, or vice versa. So it could be about anything and everything. So, Blaze, would you like to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I went first the first the last two times, so it's up to you now.
Throwing me in my face. So, all right. So, if you could record a yoga instructional video anywhere in the world, any place in the world, your dream spot to record one, where would it be?
I'd say a rooftop in South Korea.
Okay, why would... I gotta know. I gotta know.
So I've never been to South Korea, so that's like all my bucket list is to go and like, you know, vacation and just explore and everything. So I think just going to South Korea would be amazing. And also just rooftop yoga is awesome. I did it here in New York and I did it in Miami and it's amazing.
Florida, let's go. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So just combining those two, wow. Like imagine the content that could be made out of that.
I know one thing, because like when I was in the military, I was stationed in Japan, and I've had a lot of buddies that were, they had, their wives were Korean and stuff. And I had a neighbor whose wife, she would make kimchi.
And,
like I, to this day, I'm not a huge kimchi fan because I smelled her making that. In a pot in the backyard, I was like, and this isn't Japan, where during summer, it's hot. And I'm like, what is that smell? And I'm like, all right. She goes, this kimchi. Would you like some? And I was like, no, thank you. And like my fiance, she loves kimchi. I'm just not a huge fan. I love Korean barbecue. But I don't know. It's just, it's a smell thing for me, I guess, so.
No, I love it. I love Korean, just like culture, the food, everything. So I'm really excited for this trip whenever it'll take place. But
it's gonna happen soon. Justin, make it happen.
So. See who we can collab with over there.
Doing it. There you go. All right, Blaze, the floor is yours.
Yeah. So I mean, you're like into health and, you know, yoga and everything, but I bet there's always still this little habit that's maybe not that healthy, or, you know, that you would want to change, but you kind of don't want to change because you like it way too much. So I'm wondering, is there something like that? Is there a habit like that of something you do that's actually not that healthy food wise or, you know, living wise, and that you still want to change, and why?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm only human, right? But my
That's why I'm asking, you know. So yeah. You know, people would maybe think, oh, she's perfect, you know. But I want to have people realize that nobody's perfect, and that we all have to work on ourselves, you know.
Yes, absolutely, every day. But my favorite food are hamburgers. I just like love like big, juicy, like greasy hamburgers.
Okay, Bobby loves you now.
No, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm crying here because I said I wasn't going to cry, but you brought up hamburgers, medium rare, just juice. I want a hamburger right now because I like something about a hamburger when you bite into it and the juice is just poured on your hands. God, yes.
The messier, the better.
Oh my God, I said I wouldn't get emotional, Blaze. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it's not something that I would like particularly like to change or anything, you know. They're just delicious. But there is this place in Texas called Whataburger, and it's in some places in the South now. They're expanding, but they have my favorite burgers there. And every time I go and visit my parents, no matter what time I land in Texas, the first place we go is Whataburger, and I just like have to have Whataburger as soon as I land because we don't have them up here in New York. So, that's my guilty pleasure.
I mean, I think they're down here.
I have a follow-up question. How many burgers do you eat per week? Like a week, you know? Is it one a week, 2 a week, or once a month, or?
So it depends which type of burger, because if you get like the McDonald's burgers, those are small, so you can eat more than one in one sitting, you know.
Touché, but if you, Blaze, you weren't expecting that one. Get wrecked, Blaze.
See, this is science.
It's smaller than a regular burger, so I can eat two of these.
I mean, my record is like when I was young, 25 cheeseburgers at once.
Serious?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I did that with my friends one for fun, you know. They had like €1.50 for a burger, so we just bought I don't know how many. We were five guys, so we had like a stable
There's
with like
a
tower of burgers, you know.
Are you a five guys? Please tell me you like five guys.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh my God, five guys. I'm glad you brought that up, Blaze. You didn't even know you were bringing it up. So anyway,
I mean, we only have McDonald's, we have Burger King, and we have something that's local that's called Quick, but that's about it, you know. Other than that, we don't really have burger places.
Oh
yeah,
Blazer, when you come to the States, things have changed. There's so many disgustingly good burger places, so which is so weird because you know, like you said, you would go back to Texas. Now Texas is like barbecue, like you know, heaven. That's like where it's all at. Like one of my, I cannot remember his name. He looks like a guy that would do your taxes. His name is Aaron. Oh, what is his name? Aaron something. And like people wait 3 hours for his barbecue place to open up, and they go nuts over his brisket. I'll think about it after this.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love brisket and sausage and all that too, but like if I could pick, like I just love a big juicy burger.
What about a burger that has brisket on it?
Well, like a brisket sandwich.
No, I there was this place here where I'm here in Florida. They had a burger, medium rare, with brisket on top of it. I swear, I took a bite and I seen Jesus. It was that good.
Well, I've had a burger with macaroni in it too. What? Have you seen those? Oh. Yeah.
Look, okay, we need to stop the food talk because I just ate a.
You need to lose weight, Junkhead.
I know, but Shayna just
talking about brisket and burgers and steaks and oh my God, you and your barbecue.
I know, it took me like 8 years to get the perfect brisket done. It was like 15 hours on the smoker. It was like a crowning achievement. And then you eat it and then you're like, okay, I think I'm good on brisket for a while. But I mean, food is like you like yoga, like food is my passion. Like we had a nice croque monsieur before we recorded this episode, and I'm hungry again. Do you know what a croque monsieur is?
Did you say croque monsieur?
Yes, I did. We're worldly over here.
you actually meant croque monsieur, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said it without the French accent.
My God, your French is so bad. Croque monsieur.
Stop showing off.
Do you know what a croque madame is?
Look,
it's the lady of the Crocs. You know what it is? It's the same thing, but with an egg on top. Like, yeah.
All right, I'm up to Shannon. Honey, I'm sorry. No, we're gonna talk about this later. So, no, I love it. Or like, there's another one, Sid Kitten. A burger with a fried egg on it.
I'm not a fan of eggs, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
The egg from the white is healthy, you know, like.
Well, eat egg whites and then mix in like some turkey and avocado, so that way I can't really taste the egg as much.
Avocado, I love avocado.
Stop this!
Make me a guacamole, please.
No more food talk, please.
This is what my Twitch streams end up like every single time. Also, somehow, like at the end of my stream, 9 p.m., everyone's talking about McDonald's and pizza, and I'm like, okay, guys, like now I need to go order something.
Okay, so since you're obviously not a native New Yorker.
Mm.
How do you eat? Do you fold? Now that you're in New York, do you fold your pizza? If you eat pizza, I'm not sure if that's a healthy thing for, you know, I don't know.
Actually just had cauliflower pizza for the first time, like yesterday. What? And yeah, instead of the bread being bread, it's like cauliflower crust. And it's actually really good to where I'm like thinking there's something up with it. Like it can't be that good. It tastes like normal pizza. So I don't know. But it's really good. So don't knock it if you haven't tried it.
I've had cauliflower tater tots. I'm not going to lie. And they were actually pretty good. So Blaze, cauliflower tater, you're a cauliflower person. You have like one of the greatest vegetables ever created came from your country.
Which one?
Brussels sprouts, hello.
Oh yeah, Brussels sprouts, yeah, of course.
Go to town. Look, okay, food topics, stop now, because
I mean all our listeners are probably like on the phone right now ordering food.
No, this podcast is not sponsored by any food networks or food delivery services, but please feel free to slide into our email as well as Sid Kitten's email for potential like DoorDash sponsorships. Hey, we will gladly support you guys. 100%. So, although in my small town, Blaze, you're not getting it. You don't have DoorDash in Belgium. Sorry. Do you? I'm guessing no, probably not. So.
No. We don't. Okay. We don't have DoorDash. I'm like, only thing when I think of DoorDash is Fall Guys and those little guys hitting that door, you know, to get through it. That's what I think is DoorDash for me, you know.
A little way off on that. So, okay. So here's the chance for you to actually shout out all. Once again, thank you, Justin. Thank you, Sid Kitten, for being a part of the frag. You're in now. You can't get out. We forgot to tell you that. You're part of the family. You can't leave.
I love it.
So once again, thank you, Justin, for allowing us to spend some time with Sid Kitten, because time is one thing you can't get back, and it's a very precious thing. So please do us a favor. Go ahead and shout out all your social media, everything that you're involved in, and the Linktree. Her Linktree will be in the description below. But please go ahead, take that time, shout out, say thank yous, whatever you want to talk about. Right, meow. You see how I tied that in there?
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a pro move right there. But thank you guys. Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. Shout out Justin, of course. Everybody listening, you can find me at It's Me Sid Kitten on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, at Twitch. I am just Sid Kitten. You can follow Chili Mountain at Chili_Mountain on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, everything. We're everywhere. And I appreciate you guys. It's been a lot of fun.
I'm upset that it's coming to an end, but I'm happy because now that I'm hungry. I'm very hungry again. So thank you, Blaze, for doing this with me. I cannot do this. It does not go without the diva of all Instagram and Twitch and TikTok and all that kind of good stuff. And it's nice to be able to have two people on here that speak different languages. I think Blaze speaks three. You said you speak two. Mm-hmm. I just barely.
Did you say three?
Oh, you know, you speak like three or four languages, Blaze. Just go with it, man.
Okay. God. Okay.
Sorry.
I could say it in Spanish, cinco. There you go. So, five, actually.
Yeah, here we go. So, but
that's why you call me the diva.
Yeah, exactly. See, this is what I'm talking about. Like he just tears me down. Can you like defend me one time, Sid Kitten, please?
I'm not gonna get involved in this.
So, once again, thank you, Sid Kitten, for coming on the podcast. It's been an honor and a pleasure. Whatever podcast platform you listen to this on, make sure you guys are giving us a big 5-star rating, a big thumbs up. Tell everybody in the world about it. And it's been an honor, and thank you for telling us your story, Sid Kitten.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, so you guys get out there and keep gaming and fragging out, because if not...
you're probably lagging.
Mom! 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 Get the camera! I gotta kill! Mom, I gotta kill! Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, mommy, I gotta kill. Finally, after 250 games sitting in a corner undying to the gas.